And joining us right now, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com on the internet, and right here, Beckler on Business. Jamie Beckler from a place which is a lot warmer in a state far, far away from Wisconsin. Am I right, Jamie Beckler?
That is right, sir. Good morning to you. Yeah, bring a greetings and salutation from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's not snowing and it's clear, very clear and nice.
Well, you know, the roads are going to be slick and snow-covered and deep, and that means the sidewalks are. And, you know, we have the 24-hour rule here. Now, I realize when there's even a hint of snow in the southeast, everything shuts down for a week while you get through an inch or two. And I said that a little tongue-in-cheek, but not too much. But you used to have a little challenge as a pedestrian in life. And I bring that up because some people could learn lessons today, Jamie Beckler, about pedestrianism.
Yes. You know, I was in high school once, and I'm walking down the sidewalk.
Wait a minute. You did not start out at age 21? Holy cow. I thought that's how it worked in Georgia. All right.
Real strange story. Strange story. I actually went to high school.
Okay.
And I was walking down the sidewalk with my mom. And we needed to cross the street. And, you know, being an impetuous, impatient high school kid, I didn't want to wait for the crosswalk. So I figured I could beat the car, you know, and I could just cross the street right where I was at. And my mom grabbed my arm right as I was starting to cross the street. And, you know, obviously I didn't like that. And I was like, you know, what are you doing? She's like, you're going to get hit. I said, no. They've got to stop. Pedestrians have the right of way. And she said something that'll stick with me forever. She said, yes, and you'll be dead right. And I was like, at the time, I didn't really think much about it. But since then, I have learned, you know, going through life, that a lot of times we are dead right about stuff. We might be right. We might get our way. But at what cost? You know, what does it cost us? And is it the wise thing? Is it the wise thing to do? You know, I think about, you've got a lot of people out there probably that are in sales. And I think about how many people lose a sale because they're dead right, because they keep telling the customer exactly what they need, what they need, what they need. And they keep talking, but they never actually take time to listen. They never are wise about, you know, what does the customer actually want? And so I think a lot of times in our life, we end up being dead right. And that's just not the right way to go through life. I heard a quote once that I thought was great. It says, knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. You know, we have a lot of knowledge. We might be right a lot, but that doesn't mean it's always right for the situation.
I'm pulling out my recipe card. Ooh. That's why the fruit salad didn't do so well at Thanksgiving. I knew there was some reason why, Jamie Beckler.
And I guess my mom, if she was, you know, she would say, you know, knowledge is knowing the pedestrians have the right of way, but wisdom is not finding out if the driver of the car is paying attention or something. She might say something like that. I don't know. But
I get it, Coach, because with my MBA in marketing, I've been in sales and sales management, and there was something at the highest level. We had a name by the name of Dom Beveridge who did some sales training, and he's well known in the state of Wisconsin. And he talked about the fact that 90% of people sell on either emotion or the way it was in IT back in the dark ages. Well, this is an 8386 computer with a 20 megabyte hard drive and 4 megabytes of RAM. May I please have your order? You know, they hit people over the head with the facts, exactly what you said. They went Joe Friday on them. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And then the guys who were really successful, the gals who were really successful, they were part of that 2% of an unpaid consultant. When the company had a problem, they called. I said, I know you sell computers, but I have this problem. Do you know somebody who can help? That's the highest level. Only 2% make it, and 8% get into what I call consultative sales. Columbo. I'm sorry, Jamie. There's just a problem I have here. I just have a question here, Jamie. Am I bothering you? That's the 8%. So only 1 out of 10 sales reps make it to either consultative sales, like you said, asking the question. You know, it's like Harry the manager. I want information. IT throws down more printouts. I want information, more printouts. I want information, more printouts. And finally, somebody goes in and says, Harry, what do you want? See page 38 here? I want a breakout of what's here on page 38. They gave him all the information, but they didn't give him data. Or vice versa, depending on how you look at it. I pile the data on, here's the information. And what you're saying, Jamie Beckler, is people can be dead right. They can be spot on in telling people what they need, but unless they listen to what they want, they're not going to close that sale.
Absolutely. You know, we don't have to be the smartest man in the room sometimes. We don't have to be Mr. Know-it-all. Sometimes we just need to listen and find out what other people want. Sometimes, you know, we've got Christmas parties coming up, and this doesn't necessarily have to do with sales for sales' sake, but you're going to have a Christmas party you're going to be going to, and are you going to be the one that one-ups everybody else with jokes and stories, or are you going to sit back and let some other people have the limelight? And it's amazing, you know, you see these commercials on TV, the most interesting man in the world. Well, sometimes the most interesting person is not the one that's sharing stories all the time. It's the one that has some intrigue, the one that allows others to share their stories. Because everyone likes to talk. Everyone likes to be the center of attention, or most people do. And so if you allow people to do that, you all of a sudden become more popular because you have brought out something in them. And, you know, that goes back to the old 1920s book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, I absolutely love Twizzlers, the licorice. But when I go fishing, the worms don't like Twizzlers. Or, I'm sorry, fish don't like Twizzlers. You know, they like worms. I don't like worms. So if I try to give them Twizzlers, I'm not going to be getting any fish. Well, you know, you want to give people what they actually want. And sometimes what people want is to be listened to.
Well, we want to listen to you again every Friday morning about 6:45. Beckler on Business at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. And until next Friday, Jamie, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you. Stay warm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.